Love.
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 Dare.
Love.
Love.
Sex.
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 Damnation.
Dance.
The marker.
Danger.
Darkness.
Die Markfarbe.
Tischkern. Tischkern.
Daru.
Desperados.
Destruction.
This is the LSD Cast, India's first podcast about love, sex and dating.
And we're back with another episode of LSD with yours truly. Well, two of us, that's Rogan Prem in the house.
That's right. We are on episode, patani what now, but we can vote now.
We can. We are adults. We've all grown up.
Yes. Yes, we can drive and vote.
We can drive, but we can't drink. Because according to the laws in India, you have to be 25 to drink alcohol.
That's true. And if you're a boy, actually, you can't get married because boys have to be 21.
Rogue here, she's eligible. Any takers? And me, well, you got to wait for another week or two.
Yes. So I have a friend from the US who finally listened to our podcasts. And he was asking if I'm dating somebody. And I said, I've totally blown my chances by hosting this podcast. He was like, nay, nay, kya bol rahi hai, and all that. Then I get a text from him saying, finally, listen, you're absolutely right. You're going to be single forever.
No, that's being a little too harsh. The good thing about a show like this is that it's such a universal topic that, and we're growing daily. And, you know, before you know it, we're going to be a global entity. And then you'll be courted by people in Australia and New Zealand. And you can pick and choose who you want to go on a date with. How exciting is that?
I'm not excited about being courted from Australia and New Zealand. I'd really be mostly okay with somebody close by. Long distance is not happening. Even in Bombay, I mean, honestly, when I'm on dating sites, I put like a 6 kilometer radius delimiter.
No, in a city like Bombay, you have to. It's funny because anywhere in the world, if you have to go somewhere, you ask someone and they always tell you, oh, it's about 10 kilometers or 12 kilometers. But in Bombay, they would be like, nahi, ek ghanta, der ghanta, because everything is close by, but it's the time it takes because of traffic. So, yes, I don't blame you, because in Bombay, as a city alone, you could be staying here and being in a long-distance relationship.
Absolutely. We'll write cuts to each other.
Okay, so cancel the Australia, New Zealand guys listening. 6 km radius is a must. Prerequisite.
Right. Single forever, like I said. So, we have questions that have to do with more moms. Then we have another mom question. And we have a little adultery to talk about as well.
So perfect. Let's get into that. But before that, let's take a quick break and return ASAP.
This is where the first ad would go if we had advertisers. But we're brand new. And in order to get underwriting for this podcast, we need your help. Please like us on the iTunes or Google Play Store. And please tell your friends to check us out. Thank you.
All right. So now we're going to take our first question that's been written in. Rogue, did you want to go first?
Sure. This one is called Love Yourself. No, I'm joking. It's just we've got this song in our head because of the question.
Yeah, Rogue, how does that go again?
Now you put me on the spot. I was humming it in our break.
Come on. Hum for me.
Love.
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 And.
Doppelgangers.
Here we go. So this dude does not want to be named, but we're going to give him a name. What should we call him? Ram Avatar? Because there's a Sita and a Gita in this story.
Oh, so then definitely Lakshman.
Lucky. Let's call him Lucky. So Lucky says, I'm living a Justin Bieber song. My mama don't like my girl, though she likes everyone, including someone she thinks I should be dating. And he calls her ex. And she keeps bringing ex up and keeps inviting ex over when my girlfriend is over. So to keep this straight, because we're just going to end up talking in pronouns, we're going to call them Sita and Gita. So Lucky is dating Sita. Mm-hmm. And his mom likes Gita and clearly has no qualms about talking about Gita all the time.
Was this a real question or was it some cheesy Bollywood movie you were watching?
Excuse me? Are you accusing me of lifting questions from movie plot lines? Don't be dumb.
It really sounds like a yesteryear ghisi pitti kahani where the mother wants a particular girl for her sunny boy and can't see that sunny boy is already dating someone.
And you don't think this happens today?
No, it does, but it's again like so common in movies. It really sounds like a cheesy movie plot.
I don't know what movies you're watching. I've never seen a movie like that.
What? Guys, I hope you guys are listening. Please write in and correct Rogue. Like every other movie, at least in the 90s, 80s, even the early 2000s, had a similar theme where the mummy always intervenes and knows what's best for her little son.
Oh, God. Okay. I don't watch those kind of movies.
Can we move on?
Yeah. So, Mr. Lucky, your mom wants you to like somebody else. What should we do? What do you think?
You know, jab agar maan ek baar keh diya, toh bachche sun lo unki.
There you go. That's it. We've solved it. You need to drop Sita and go out with Geeta.
So clearly, Lucky, if you're into Sita, firstly, why is your mom even intervening in your personal life? This is your life. You have to be with the woman. You are going to be someday married to a woman, not your mom. So there's a line that needs to be drawn.
I think he means your mom is not going to be married to that person. Not that you're going to be not married to your mom, because you really shouldn't do that.
Absolutely. Don't ever do that.
But you asked, why is his mom interfering with his life? Hello, I'm in India. This question came from India, where we have established already that there is such a thing as a mom syndrome.
So, Lucky, it's very simple. There are two ways to deal with this. One is that you accept what your mom is all about and ignore it. Or two, you actually sit her down, which is a better option. And so you can't have another human being telling you what to do, who to like. It's just too primitive. You gotta make up your own mind, and you gotta put your foot down. You need to take a stand.
Fair enough. It might be difficult if your mom is being being contriving and inviting her over when your girlfriend's over, the Sita and Geeta clash. But honestly, it's disrespectful to your girlfriend and it's disrespectful to you. Mm. Your mom might mean well, and she may actually have a point. You never know. Mothers have a very good sense about, you know, what works for their children and in life. But yeah.
So, Lucky, take a page from my book. I was in a relationship. I was dating someone, a wonderful, wonderful girl. And things didn't work out. But my mom...
Our mom,
really connected with this girl. And deep down, she really wanted me to be with her. But I did have a very long conversation with her and explained myself. And she got it right away. It's just always comes back to the same thing about how you're going to explain it. Don't get into a fight. Don't make it ugly. But sit her down, just you and her, over a cup of coffee or tea or whatever, and have a very serious conversation with her and express to her that you don't appreciate her, you know, like messing with your personal shit.
You know, the other thing I would say, because this just sounds very confrontational, is basically to tell your mom that you deserve to have your own life experiences and she can't run your life for you. Whatever is going to happen with Sita will happen. You know, ultimately, you can tell her, Mom, you may be right. Maybe we won't end up together. But there's also a possibility that we may end up together, and that will be embarrassing for you, Mom, because you kept pushing Geeta on me, and now Sita and I are together, and she's not going to respect you as a future mother-in-law or anything like that. So, you know, to keep her equation, you might want to put it to her that way, like butt out, but for your own sake and everybody's future.
Ladies and gentlemen, the rogue has spoken.
All right. We are going to come back with another question right after this short break.
Find the LSD Cast online on Twitter and Facebook and on iTunes and the Google Play Store.
All right. It's time for our sex question.
Sex.
So you sound like Matthew McConaughey, but you know, I totally overdosed on Matthew McConaughey last year. I don't ever want to see anything with him in it for a long time now.
I've actually watched all his movies. I like Matthew McConaughey. He's cool.
He is. I think I just happened to watch all of them last year and a TV show, True Detective, and that got a little overmuch. Is Matthew McConaughey married?
Yeah, he's definitely married.
Speaking of marriage.
All right. So our next question is from Alia, who says, my married boss, well, not my direct boss, is really hot. I know this is a bad idea. I don't want to be with him, but can I just sleep with him to get it out of my system, like, once?
Okay, then.
Well, Alia, firstly, that's quite ballsy and bold of you to be so direct. So, it's in a work environment. It's always very, very, very tricky because what's going to happen is that you should be prepared. There's nothing wrong because it's raw, it's animalistic, it's attraction, it exists, and you're owning it, girl. That's awesome. But it always comes with a price. So the price is that once you cross that line, things will change. It'll be different. You may have to deal with some unforeseen drama, and I don't know if you wanna get into that, because more often than not it gets messy, because you may find yourself being attached or vice versa, and I feel that's where all the problem begins from.
I agree. It's very hard to have one night stands with people you're going to keep seeing. So if he were just a random guy you picked up at a bar, would be totally different. But this is someone you see in the office, even if he's not your direct boss. I'm sure you run into him places more than once a day, possibly more than once a week, definitely. So you have to be careful. It could work. Maybe you will exorcise him from your system by having him once. But there is an equal chance that you want to do it again. If you want to do it again, then you have to deal with the fact that your body language in office will change, your interaction with him will change, your reactions to this will change. It could impact his career as well, which you may not think is your problem. But if it all like blows up in your face, then HR gets involved and it does become your problem.
Yeah, and plus I always always abide by the don't eat where you take a dump, because of that exact reason, because it gets freaking messy and stinky.
Yeah, it's just not an ideal situation. Maybe think about getting another job, and then when your last notice period is almost over, you can do this. By the way, you know, I have to say though, while I'm giving you positive advice and asking you to go for it with caution if you want to go for it, I don't think it's such a great idea to do anything with a married person. You know, it's whatever happens, if it ever comes to light, even if he has done everything to pursue a girl, you will always take the fall as the woman who seduced him or ran around with him or the other woman. And society in India, everywhere probably, is just very judgmental.
Yeah, and there's no fun playing the Bahar Wali.
Yes, if you feel like you can totally separate emotion and sex and just do it once and really get it out of your system, go for it. But from what Prem and I have seen, it usually snowballs. There is no just one time. And you have to be super disciplined, super, super divorced from your desires to then say, okay, one time was it. I'm going to take one hit and never, ever come back for more. If you really feel like you can do it, go for it. But I advise caution.
I can't agree with you more. It's really like treading on thin ice. At the end of the day, Alia, you're going to do what you're going to do. No one is going to stop you. Just be mindful of all your actions, and that's all I would say about that.
Yeah, and if you were looking to us to be like the voice of reason, just say, no, don't do it. We just want you to be an adult and take care of yourself. So maybe you shouldn't do it, but if you're going to do it, be an adult, be responsible for your own actions, just like Prem said, and be prepared for the consequences, because there will be consequences. So weigh it and decide if you want to, you know, go with the high calorie dessert and worry about gaining weight later, or if you just don't want to touch it and look at it from afar, or eat something and fantasize about that dessert while you're eating something like low cal. Your choice.
Are you making me so hungry?
All right, we'll go have ice cream sundaes after this.
Yes.
Well, cheesecake for you.
Oh my God, the cheesecake. That's my biggest weakness.
And he's got a great place in LA that he took me for cheesecake too.
Hi, this is where the second ad would go. For us to get advertising, we need numbers. For us to get members, we need you to like us on the iTunes or Google Play Store and to tell your friends to check us out. That is all.
Well, we hope you enjoyed that last break. If you know anybody who wants to advertise with us, you know, we're more than welcome to have them on board.
So, you know, in this break, Rogue was beginning to tell me the story, but I feel like the listeners are ready for this one.
Are you? Okay. So I have a friend I've known since childhood. Prem knows him as well. And we were a very tight group in school. So there was him, a couple of other guys, and a couple of other girls. And we were frequently in each other's houses, usually as a group, but also sometimes, you know, one-on-one. Anyhow, many, many years later, after we'd graduated high school, he met someone and they decided to get married. So I flew in. I was living in the States. I flew in for the wedding. You know, one of my best friends was getting married. Obviously, I have to be there. And we're at the... So there were several functions. But anyway, one of the final functions on the day of the wedding, right before... I think after the wedding, before the reception, I went to meet his parents. Of course, I know them really well. And his mother stood up to hug me. The wedding has just finished, right? They're still in their bridal clothes. They're going to go change now and then come back out for the reception. His mom gets up from like the head table where there are relatives and all well-wishers all around her. Gets up, sees me, and suddenly like he rushes to embrace me in this giant hug and holds me close and shouts loudly, "Hi, we had really thought it would be you up there on the mandap today."
Oh my God. Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's awful.
For everybody, yes.
Oh, my God. Did you want to hide under the table, run away? Like, what did you do?
I didn't know what to do.
You're just like, gee, thank you.
No.
Bye.
I was like, you know, my eyes are darting to the married couple who's standing like four people away, right? They're talking. Thankfully, they were talking in a receiving line of something with relatives. And I was horrified and so embarrassed for them and for the bride, for my friend, for myself. And I just said, I don't even remember what I said, but it must have been something completely inadequate, because what the hell do you say after that?
Yeah, you don't. I you know, it's so funny because it sounds like something that someone may think.
Yeah.
But she just said it.
Loudly.
Announced it. I'm glad that she wasn't standing on the mandap on a mic giving a speech and you walked in and you're like, "Arey, Wagi, I wish it was you."
This is almost as bad. Anyhow.
So that's life right there.
In a nutshell, one anecdote. Okay, we are going to sign off for now. Send us questions at lsdcast@sonolog.com or on Twitter. And please, please, please rate us on the iTunes store or whatever podcast app you use. Write reviews. We'd love that. And we will catch you next week.
Ciao, ciao.
You've been listening to the LSD Cast, where it's all about love, sex, and basic dating with your hosts, Prem and Ro. A Sonolog production.